You're listening to CJUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
Dance with the day. Rise and look around you, and you will see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music, you'll get in the zone, it'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines, we have modern computers, we have chandeliers and couches, we have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. Almost wasn't going to make it. Almost. But I put all my wills together, and I said no, because I have a will, so there's going to be a way. And I made it. I made it by Uber, actually, because I missed my bus. And, like, usually I get here pretty early, especially when I haven't done my show yet, too. I'm like, you know what, let me cook up a playlist beforehand and then, you know, come in here and do my show. But I guess I was just like, I kind of just got carried away talking to my sister about stuff. And like, I kept on looking at the time being like, I should really go. But then it was like, wait, but I do want to talk about this, though. So then I just kind of procrastinated leaving. So that's why it was like another show, June 26th. So maybe like my show of June 26th last year was playing, which is kind of funny. Same day. But no, I just didn't lock in for real. But I am here now, and it's the last episode of June, which is crazy. It's gonna be July next week. June, and then I'm like literally just so like, damn, June has been like, it's just went by so quick, and I feel like I've barely been in here. I guess because I have barely been in here, but yeah, no, it's kind of crazy how fast June went by. I was like, damn, okay, so last episode. I had so many plans for this month, and then I was like, wait, I had like two episodes. But I guess that's also because of me being like low-key busy and like low-key working like a full-time, kind of not really full-time, part-time. And I have like three jobs, so I'm kind of busy, like low-key. Now I'm starting to feel that like I have three jobs. It's starting to like actually feel like three jobs, and I'm like, oh, right, okay, I have to go to work after this, but then after I'm free, and it's like a 3-hour shift, so it should be chill. But anyways, started off with Cocteau Twins. I said it for the longest time wrong, and now I'm like super conscious of like saying it right. But yeah, those eyes, that mouth, I feel like it's always ended up on my playlist for the summer. And especially now that it's kind of starting to feel like summer, like it's really hot and nice outside. I'm just wearing a shirt, which is pretty awesome because it hasn't been like that for a fat minute. So hashtag blessed. And then Waking Up by Exhumé, pretty goated. I also have been listening to this album a lot. In Russia, A is a 9. It's really, really good. Shout out Exhumé. But yeah, this is kind of like a big blend of like everything that I wanted to do in June, but like didn't have the time for, slash stuff that I've been listening to, slash like playing these songs because they have like a meaning. Anyway, you know, you guys will get it for real. But anyways, since I saw Smurs last month, which was actually awesome and super crazy, today I'm going to be playing, obviously, Smurs, and this song has been, like, on my playlist, on my radar since it dropped for real, and I really like the stuff that she's been coming out with this year, and Spring Summer is super, super good. I really like this song. Like, I've literally been playing it, like, for the last couple months that she's released it, but anyways, yeah, and I'm probably gonna, like, post on Instagram to this song. But yeah, no, it's such a banger, and it again kind of represents like the shift from spring to summer, especially right now, because again, we're finally getting like actually good weather, hopefully, knock on wood. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but I hope it doesn't. But anyways, nevertheless, here is Smurs, Spring Summer on UMFM 101.5.
Good enough to own it, sitting by the corner, looking at me like you want it. Baby, you don't even know how bad this is, but can I tell you how you look tonight? So you meant that. Even though the others tried to warn you, and now you kinda regret. Sometimes you know how, sometimes you try to live a long life. To do, baby, tonight. To do, so. But can I tell you how you look tonight? Baby, I know. 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 Shouldn't you be somewhere? I couldn't find it in your eyes. So I asked you why you tried to hide, like you're on someone's list.
that was just Concrete Seconds from Pinback. I love that song. I've been listening to it a lot recently. It's like my summer anthem right now for sure. It like literally just gives like, I don't know. It just like reminds me of like a Winnipeg like summer, and it's, I don't know. It just like is, it's perfect. I love that song a lot. It is off of Blue Screen Life from 2001. I really, really like California indie rock. Like, there's so much good indie rock to come out of California. I feel like I've said this before on previous episodes with, like, just even recent, like, California bands that I really like right now. So, big shout out to Cali. Like, y'all have a great scene. For real, and especially Pinback, they're from San Diego, so big shout out, because I know some bands from San Diego and they're also so dope. Yeah, shout out Pinback. And I also play that song because, funny enough, Asher also played this song on his show and I always joke about being the UMFM couple, because he also has a show at 2. At 2 on... Or at 3, sorry, on Tuesdays. Oops. I'm not fake, though. I'm not fake, trust. But yeah, he also has a show. And he played this, and I was like, really? Like, I actually did not, like, for some reason, and I've listened to, I think, all of his shows. I was like, oh, that's a crazy coincidence. Because, like, I honestly don't even remember you playing this on your show. But yeah. It was pretty goated. It's a pretty goated song. And, you know, Monday's a special day because we'll be 365 days as... I wish I had, like, a soundboard. If I had a soundboard, it would be in... Like, I'd be so annoying with it. But just imagine me hitting my imaginary soundboard with, like, the yay! But, yeah, so also kind of play that because I think it's a very... song. Not to be a little corny for a sec, but yeah, I also am like, hey, this is like kind of our vibe too, and we both like Pinback, and we both like a lot of the same music, so shout out to that. I also was gonna play another song by Frog, which is also a really good song, and it was actually You Know I'm Down. And because it has a lyric that goes, listen to the apples in stereo. And that's so true, because I remember I played on my show, like very early days, I played an apples in stereo song. And he was like, whoa, I really like, not the bad word. I really like, apples in stereo, and it was like, wow, this is awesome. And it was actually Inner Space, which is such a good song. It's one of my favorite songs ever. And yeah, it made me feel like, oh my god, like this is so like, you know. So it all goes back to us being a station couple for real. So it all comes back to hashtag station couple. But I actually don't even see him here anymore. Like, we used to see each other here, because, like, it would just be like, oh, I'm at UMFM, and I'd be like, cool, I'm also gonna come to UMFM to hang out. And then, yeah, now I don't see him, because we also just don't have any summer classes, which is also something that, like, I also want to talk about. I don't have any summer classes. Like, this is so, like, I'm free, and I don't know what to do with my free time now that, like, it's like, when I go, like, in a day, I'll go to work, and then it's like, usually I do these things, but, like, now I could do these things and not, like, it's actually not even procrastinating. It's like, I actually have free will to do this. So, yeah, it's, like, a weird feeling to not have school and to, like, just be on summer. And, like, technically I did actually want to take a summer course July, August, but I was like, no, I'm done. I was going to burp real quick, but I chose not to. But anyways, I have about 4 more songs left, but I'm so super excited for this weekend. I want to shout out the Village Music Fest. That is happening tomorrow all around Osborne Valley. It'll be super awesome. Go follow their Instagram as well to like figure out where everything is. But honestly, even if you just go to Osborne, like they will direct you, you will see stuff. And it's basically like a bunch of free live music around Osborne Village, which is super, super awesome. And it's literally like everywhere around there. They have cool workshops. So yeah, go follow their Instagram as well, Village Music Fest. It's tomorrow and it's free, so grab your friends or go by yourself and enjoy some good free music because it's such a good time. I went last year and I think, I don't know if they've done it before, like pre-COVID and then brought it back, but I did go last year and it was also amazing and great. And like, ooh, I'm so excited to see Super Duty Tough Work, guys. Like, I'm so excited. And damn, now that I'm saying that, I kind of wish I played them today. That would have been awesome. But I will probably play them next week and talk about how awesome and litty it was because I know it's going to be great. And then my friend Fabio is playing at Club Happenings at 7 p.m. Y'all should come because he's awesome. I played him on my last episode that I was actually in the booth. But yeah, and then some really great DJs are also going to be there. Mahalit's going to be DJing, which I'm super excited for. And yeah, the Haleys, Dill the Giant, Tofu Smell, they're going to be playing where? Oh, I think at Small Mercies at like 3:30. So now I told you guys the times, you can't not go. But yeah, I'm so super excited for it. And then tonight I'm going to Alleyways after work. I'm going to speed over there because I really want to go see one of my friends. She has a little booth set up and she's so good. Like her style is so good. And like she finds the best things. And like we've had great conversations about just like sustainable fashion. And she is like an angel. And yeah, go follow her. Amore Vintage. But yeah, she's so awesome. And yeah, I was like, I have to go. So definitely gonna go after work today. But yeah, check it out because it's all small local businesses from Winnipeg. And then I'm also gonna go to Club 200 tomorrow after Fabio's set, so I'm also very excited for that. Because it is I think it's like their last, since it's the last month of June, which is also Filipino Heritage Month, shout out to that, they are doing like an all Filipino drag show, and I'm so super excited for that. It's gonna be so good. Like, it's gonna be so good. And then also they're gonna be doing that. And then it's also just like, bro, last weekend of June, like we gotta turn up. And I'm so excited, and so many of my friends are gonna be there, and yeah, I'm really excited. But anyways, that is my weekend, and those are the things that I think you should do this weekend as well. Because it's summer and everybody gotta be outside. But yeah, anyway, and it's summer and I'm free. Oh my God, that's awesome. I don't have any school and I'm super excited for that. Like, I literally am like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, I don't know what to do with all this free time. But it's also really nice because now I can like do so many different things, like so many different creative things that I've been wanting to do. So it's really nice. But anyway, let me shut up and play some of the last songs. I believe Sabir is still in Japan, which shout out to Japan. I'm so excited for him to come back and tell us all the lore, bro. He is like such a traveler, and like this is so exciting because I remember like literally back when we were coworkers still, like, and I wasn't even a part of like UMFM at all, like he was talking about Japan. So this is like so super awesome for him, and shout out Sabir. I think he's gonna be back next week because he wasn't here the 2 weeks ? But yeah, super excited for him to come back though, because that is like such a cool trip. Shout out to Japan. But anyways, yeah, so I don't think he's actually going to be after me today, but nevertheless, there'll be good music. There's always good music. But yeah, anyway, the last couple songs, the last one, the very, very last one is inspired by my weekend tomorrow and my vibe. And I've just really liked this house mix. Like, I don't know what it is. I've just really liked it. And a lot of, like, if you've been looking at my Spotify listening, you've been seeing me play this song probably a lot. And then also Horse Girl Connect the Dots, which is such a good song. I've really been into, again, a lot of hyperpop, trip-hop. And then Operelli, such a good song. And then another Feeble Little Horse song, Dior. And it's, I believe it's off of their, yes, it's off of their new album released literally a month ago today. And yeah, no, it's so super good. But anyways, let me shut up. Four more songs left. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And oh yeah, this was actually supposed to be like a whole like hate for Winnipeg Transit. Who said that? Because technically I shouldn't be saying, actually, like, I shouldn't be spreading that to the masses, but like, I'm kind of sick of it. And whenever I go to another city, like, not to throw shade, but they got it real good. We don't. So yeah, that's all I got to say about that. But anyways, hope everyone has a great Friday. And yeah, I'll be here next Friday too, which is pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited. I feel like I haven't been here, although that's a lie. I just missed like one show and I'm like, but anyway, yeah, I'll be here next weekend or next week on Friday. Same as always, 2 p.m. But anyways, happy Friday, everyone. This is Dior, Feeble Little Horses on UMFM 101.5.
hang in their day clothes. You said, I suppose that I don't mind pajamas. I guess it's for solace. Why else would they impress people now?
because what I say is the truth. You don't need to worry about me. I don't need nothing but you. You should know it, baby. I would give you anything.
It's just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
You're listening to CJUM, broadcasting FM 101.5 from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.